You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And you love my medical advice, don't you? Yes, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I have a list. In probably a good 2 weeks, I have totally controlled my list. Oh, it comes back when I get excited. But I have gone 2 weeks without a list. I'm so proud of myself. All right, got a lot to talk about. Looks like somebody was shopping in Walmart in Georgia, was trying on some clothes and stuck themselves with some possible used hypodermic needles. We need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a gentleman who dies in flight on American Airlines, and the family wants to blame the airline. We're going to tell you about how he died and what happened there. And actually, the story's a little ridiculous, but we need to talk about it. I also want to talk about this poor boy that died at Florida A&M from a hazing incident. You know, I didn't think bands haze. This is the band that was hazing. I know fraternities haze. And I know certain prep schools haze, but this was a band. I guess another student had injuries because of hazing. So we're just going to kind of review what hazing is and what these kids are doing to each other. It's just going to boggle your mind. Is it boggle or bottle? A bottle your mind, like bottle of rum? Boggle? Bottle. Bottle your mind? I don't know. Donovan's work of the dial. Donovan, you got to help me out with my vocabulary. All right, and make it something I won't lisp to. All right,
the word you're looking for is boggle.
Boggle, like with G, like boggle, like okay, good. Thank you. Okay, good. See, poor Donovan. All right, whew, that was a close one. All right. So let's. Oh gosh, there's actually a couple other stories I'm going to want to squeeze in. Apparently, condoms are trying to slink their way into a law with the porn industry. Apparently, LA, most porn stars don't wear condoms. And because of the HIV scare, and one of the, I believe, what do you call a porn star? Somebody who's an actor? Is it an actor? They don't look like they're acting. They're really having sex. Performer. Okay, so I guess one of the performers, contracted HIV. So now they want to put condoms on the ballot. Yes, of course, the porn industry is fighting this, because they think people don't want to look at condoms while watching porn. Wait, can I just talk about this for a quick second? All right. Okay. I don't watch a lot of porn. I'm sorry. I don't think I watch any. I got kids. You know, I think Glee got a little dirty the other day, and I had to shut it off. So I don't really watch. I can't. You know, I got kids running around the place, and I'm asleep before 10. But I don't think you could do you really see on these porn? I mean, you could actually see the whole male genitalia, because if you can't, the guys could wear the condoms. I think they should. I mean, if I'm going to take a stand here, you know, in case I run for office later, my stand is if you're making a porn movie, the ethical thing to do is to wear a condom. I know it's not ethical. I know. Well, if they're not married, is it unethical? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's on film. That's got to be in the Bible somewhere. I'm sure in the Bible it says, thou shalt not film your sex. But anyway, I don't think you see. Now, if you do see it, then what I think they could do, I mean, if these porn stars, all right, and these pornographic movies really think they have a place in Hollywood and in our entertainment industry, then they should get their writers into a room. Right? Like we do with, you know, any other sitcom. Have the writers sit down, have a powwow, and decide how they're going to integrate a condom into the story. I don't see it being that difficult. I really don't. I mean, when somebody gets pregnant, you know, in a TV show, they work the pregnancy. And I'm sure they could work and slink that condom into the storyline. You know, I made a video when I was in medical school. No, don't worry. It was a legal video. It was a video for medical school on how to get an STD. So we had to pick a clinic in our city that, you know, dealt with a certain medical issue. So, you know, somebody did hospice, so we did the STD clinic because, you know, we were there all the time. So we knew the place front and back. So anyway, we're doing the STD clinic and, you know, we're showing pictures of how you could get an STD. So, you know, we showed the class, you could get a picture, you know, you could get
in that city by heterosexual sex, so me and my friend looked like we were in bed together, and we took a picture of that. It wasn't pornographic, I was dressed, but still, it was a good visual aid. And then homosexual sex, sex with animals, bestiality. So we had, you know, pictures that, you know, we're supposed to kind of describe what we were trying to teach. And then we actually did a video, and we did a video of Jive and Jeff. My friend Jeff owned a band, and he did a lot of 70s music. His name was Jive and Jeff. So we did a video of him coming to the STD clinic. And what I did is in this video, I explained you need to put on a condom. I mean, it was a really good video. I mean, I'm sure it could win an Oscar or whatever they give porn videos now. I mean, it wasn't a porn video, but it was a video explaining how to put a condom on. So I asked him to give me an example of what he looks like so I could find a proper condom. And I, you know, had like a vegetable, but he pulled out like a little jalapeno. So, you know, it was very difficult for me to put the condom on, you know. And then, of course, he when, you know, we were trying to examine him on the video as he pulled down his pants, a sock rolled out. And then we found him wearing women's underwear. And anyway, the video just completely crumbled from there. But to make a long story short, I swear, I'm not lying to you. We got a B plus on this. But it was very easy to integrate condoms into the video footage. It was easy. We faded in, we faded out, we had the music. Very simple. So I say, yes, porn stars should wear a condom. Now, for those of you that see porn and watch porn, you may disagree, but maybe make the porn, the condom sexy like. Maybe the condom could be tiger striped. Maybe the condom could have a picture of somebody that they're attracted to, like Pelosi. I don't know. But honestly, it's dangerous. It just amazes me that we have an industry that could be possibly spreading HIV and nobody even thinks about protecting their stars, performers, entertainers, whatever you call them, participants. We'll call them participants. All right, we're going to be coming back a break. I got a lot to talk to you about. As soon as we come back, I want to talk about this passenger that died on American Airlines, and the family is they're blaming the airline food. That's really what it is. They're blaming the airline food. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you want Dr. Dahlia playing in your city, you got to tell your local station to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show there, all right? So this is, it's a sad case, but an interesting one. Now, there was a passenger who apparently flew from Barcelona to New York on May 18th. His name was Othon Cortez. And he was eating a meal on the Barcelona to New York flight. So he gets to JFK Airport. And then he said that he was kind of thirsty. He was having some stomach cramps and began. He was pale. Now, he and his wife, he was traveling with his wife, boarded a subsequent flight to Miami. Now, the family is saying his illness was expressed to the American Airlines staff and obvious, but the couple were allowed on the plane anyway. Now, this is according to the wife, the widow. On the plane to Miami, Cortez suffered from nausea, shortness of breath, had a heart attack, and died. Now, the family is blaming the Sky Chefs, the food, which is the airplane catering company that provided the meal on the first flight. Now, I always see the Sky Chef's cart. I never get food, so I really can't comment on the food because I don't get any. I mean, you know, I understand if they could be, you know, blaming the airlines for not feeding them. I always get absolutely nothing. I see the Sky Chef's truck. I don't get anything on the plane, but that's neither here nor there, but apparently he probably was given some sort of a meal from Barcelona to New York. Then, as he's doing the connected flight on his way to Miami, suffers a heart attack and dies on the plane. Now, I've been on a plane when people have suffered a heart attack. We actually had a gentleman before the plane even left the gate, fell and had a heart attack, and we tried to resuscitate him. And we were able to get a pulseless rhythm, a rhythm without a pulse, but I don't think he made it. And it was kind of horrifying. It was really horrifying for the passengers because this happened in first class, and we just had to lay him down and start resuscitating him there until the paramedics came in. Gosh, the paramedics took forever. It took forever for the paramedics to come. But we think it was an acute myocardial infarction. I don't think it would have made a difference. I think he was dead. But it was heartbreaking. So anyway, I feel for the family. The only thing is, the family is trying to sue American Airlines, saying it was the food. Now, they say he had food poisoning because of the food from Sky Chefs, and American Airlines personnel should have never let him go onto the flight in Miami. Now, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I'm at the gate trying to get on a flight, all right, these women and men seem to be kind of, you know, running around like chickens without a head, trying to get us all boarded, all right? And they're like, you know, standby, please wait for standby, please wait for standby. All right, how many people? No, that carry-on is too big. That carry-on is too big. See, you know, I'm usually getting crap about my carry-on. They get my ticket and they go. I don't know if this family actually had a conversation saying, look, are you a doctor? Can you look? Is he okay? I doubt that happened. What I think happened is they just boarded the flight. And now they're saying that the crew should have looked at him and said, no, you're not going out. The crew, they're not doctors. They're not nurses. They're not medical staff, all right? They're supposed to get you onto the flight. That's their job, to get you onto the flight and then serve you a soda and maybe some peanuts if you're so lucky to get peanuts. But that's what they do. They aren't supposed to be medical personnel. So this family blaming American Airlines, your crew, for his death on that respect doesn't make sense. Now, what about food poisoning? Can you get food poisoning that quickly? I've never heard of it. I've heard, you know, 10 to 12 hours probably at the earliest. You know, salmonella is usually 24 to 48 hours. But, you know, food poisoning, if this was a flight, you know, 6-hour flight, and then a flight from New York to Miami is about 2.5 hours, I think that's too quick to be food poisoning. So, and then the next question is did anybody else get sick? You know, whenever there's a food poisoning case, we look to see if anybody else was sick. You know, we look to see the source of the food. So if nobody else claimed food poisoning, now, you know, why did he die? I mean, this was possibly a heart attack. This was, you know, I mean, many people have heart attacks on planes. There's the stress of the plane and the flight. You know, there shouldn't be much issues with the barometric pressure, but for some bodies, maybe they're sensitive, maybe the stress of flying. You know, maybe this wife is a real tool, and she was driving him crazy. I don't know. But it's a sad case, and unfortunately, because I've seen too many issues on planes and too many codes. You know, I actually, when I travel, I have gloves, I have a mask, and I'm always looking. As I go through the plane and I walk down the plane to get to my seat, I'm always looking at people to see if I think, you know, somebody could be at risk, so I just am prepared because I don't like to fall asleep. One time somebody was having a seizure, and I was asleep, and my husband had to wake me up because the crew was asking for somebody on the plane. I was like, I'm horrible when I'm woken up, and I don't want to be caught, you know, drooling or, you know, crying out somebody's name that I was dreaming about. I mean, I want to keep my cool when I get called. So I do. I you know, people think I'm, you know, profiling. I'm not profiling anybody. I'm just seeing, you know, who could be, you know, a medical issue. So, have I ever heard of a case of somebody, you know, getting food poisoning from airline food? No. Again, I've heard of starvation. I've heard of hypoglycemia. That's what I've heard of. All right, so that's what happened there. All right, now another sad case was this Florida A&M boy. He was 26 years old who died. Now, this has been in the news for a while. Actually, the 911 tape has been revealed. We're not going to play it for you. It's pretty graphic. But apparently hazing is extremely common, and I had no idea hazing was pretty common even in bands. I thought this was a fraternity thing or a sorority thing or a prep school thing. But apparently with bands, I guess hazing is an issue. And at Florida A&M University, apparently I think the band director has already been fired. And now I believe four students have been named in the case. I'm reading this as we go. Four students have been dismissed for their role in the hazing. Now, when you look at the 911 recordings and what was said, he sounds like he was alive at the time they called 911. Okay, now real quickly, I want to read this to you, and I'm sorry if it's a little graphic, but anyway, somebody calls Orange County Fire and Rescue, and she asks, you know, is he breathing or is he not breathing? They go, we don't know, but we need an ambulance ASAP. Okay, and she says, I have one on the way. They say he's not responding. He's responding a little. He wasn't responding. We thought he was breathing. He was making noises, but I don't know if he's breathing now. Then she goes, is he awake? His eyes are open, but he's not responding. Is he breathing? I have no idea. I cannot tell you. He just threw up. He just threw up, she asks? Yes. Okay. So that makes me think it was some sort of alcoholic type of issue. And maybe he aspirated on his vomit, but he threw up. Okay. That's a sign of life. All right. Then the dispatcher asks if he was shaking prior to stopping breathing. No, he wasn't shaking. I don't know. Anyway, they go on, and the dispatcher has the students get the patient on his back. Then, because there's vomit in his mouth, she wants them to roll him on his side and clean out the vomit. She asks, there's vomit in his mouth? The person answers, yes. Okay, then I want you to turn his head to the side. I want you to clean out his mouth and his nose. At that, 6 minutes after the call started, the connection is lost. So the dispatcher calls back and gets a recording. Now, I'm a little freaked out about what could have happened here, okay? You know, when we teach CPR or we renew our CPR, removing the vomit from a person's mouth always gets the, ooh, how do you do that, gross? There's always some schmuck in the back of the room that makes some comments, but we're talking about saving a life here. All right, now, I don't know if all these kids were drunk. I don't know what's going on. But she tells them to put him on his side and, you know, do a finger sweep because you have to maintain the airway. Now, my worry is what if somebody was listening to this going, okay, now, wait a second. She's having me remove the vomit. Is she going to be telling me to put my mouth on his? I don't know. That's why, you know, they've kind of changed the guidelines with CPR because many people don't want to put their mouth on another. But I'm going to tell you, these kids that die from alcohol intoxication or vomit aspiration, et cetera, it's because they aren't breathing. You've got to get the foreign body out of their mouth. You've got to open that airway and you've got to start giving them breaths. Now, for the 911 call to lose connection at that point, you almost wonder if people just stood around saying, you know what, I'm just going to wait for the paramedics. I'm not going to touch this. It's too gross. I don't know. Maybe somebody was heroic and did the finger sweep and tried to give him breaths. I don't know. But being at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong friends. And it's heartbreaking to think that this kid died, one, from possible hazing, and two, of possible rescue negligence. When we come back, I want to talk about the other victim in hazing and what do they do when they haze you? What's hazing? Coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com. or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, and I gotta tell you, this is weird. We're talking about the hazing incident that caused a young 26-year-old man to die. University drum major from Florida A&M, Robert Champion, 26 years old, had died after a football game on November 19th due to what they believe was hazing. We still don't know what the exact cause of death was, but from what we understand, he went into some sort of cardiopulmonary arrest, was vomiting. We don't know if it was from alcoholic intoxication. Again, none of that information has been released, although the 911 tapes have been released. Well, there was a second victim who had also been hazed at the same school, a freshman, Bria Hunter. She also is a part of the band. She said she had woke up one day almost paralyzed. Now, her hazing included being beaten at least three times over the course of the semester. Now, when she was asked by reporters why she would participate in the hazing, her quote was, "So we can be accepted. If you don't do anything, then it's like you're lame." Now, it's It's sad, okay? I didn't want to be lame in school, but I just was by default, okay? You know, I love school. I loved to study. I loved all the science stuff. I was a dork. I was a geek, all right? But, no, I wouldn't have gone through the hazing. I think I was a little smarter than that. But, you know, to be accepted is still important. Even to, if this girl was a freshman, then, I mean, she could be as young as 18, 19 years old. I mean, they're not that much older than people in high school. So if you think your high school student isn't that lucid, sometimes, yes, your college student isn't either. But this is sad because now I know some of you are going, all right, please, you know, when you go to law school, when you go to medical school, you know, when you're in the army, you get hazed all the time. You're right. Hazing has been around. I mean, I think there's been medieval accounts. I mean, we're talking medieval times. We're talking back in Grecian times and Western Europe. So I know. I mean, you know, you could look up the history of hazing. But very, very similar to things done now. I mean, there was, you know, beatings. There was abandoning people in the forest. One, I believe, died in the 1800s because he fell into a gorge while trying to find his way home at night in the woods when the quote-unquote brothers abandoned him. Let me see. I think in 1916, I'm reading this, a student was I want to look up the deaths. There's been a couple deaths. Oh, a little 13-year-old boy died. This is sad. In 1905, because his hazing was putting ice down his clothes. Well, in 1905, you know, putting ice down the clothes and keeping the ice there and being in ice cold clothes, he ends up getting pneumonia and he dies. There's been back and forth laws stopping hazing and I don't think anything has ever been reversed in terms of laws, but it's not supposed to be accepted. It's not supposed to be done, but it has been done. Year after year, decade after decade, century after century in these schools. And I'm going to kind of review some of these. The majority of them do involve alcohol, more so, of course, after the 1930s. But alcohol was a biggie. But beating and whipping and striking, you know, many of the hazings, especially the older times, involved beating the crap out of the student. But he had to sustain it for a certain amount of time. And he had to take it. Now, of course, there were incidences where I believe a 22-year-old died. He was a law student. He was kicked, mauled, and beaten to death. And that was in 1991. I think I remember that. In 1975, another student was slammed to a wall during his hazing event. Yet, it cracked his skull. He bled, had irreversible brain damage, and died. So, I mean, you know, they think, okay, if you take a beating, all it is a beating. But beatings cause some pretty traumatic, I mean, you could fracture your skull. These kids are stupid. All right, just absolutely stupid. So, blood pinning is another thing they do. I guess, you know, the head frat brother or whatever puts a pin on you, but it's on your bare skin. And so you could bleed. I mean, some of the needles have been long enough to puncture in the lungs. Sometimes these kids are getting tattooed. They're getting branded. Alcohol is being poured on their mouth, and then they light it on fire and see how far you last. I mean, they're talking about burns. That's stupid. Just absolutely stupid. Calisthenics is a biggie. They make you dress up in thick clothes, or they make you go into a sauna and then do, 2,000 jumping jacks or whatever. And these kids, they're dying of heat stroke. In 1981, a college student was hazed to death by a local fraternity when he was made to wear winter clothing on a hot day and do calisthenics. He got heat exhaustion, went into heat stroke, seizure, coma, died. Ridiculous. Sometimes putting you in a confined area. Stuffing people into equipment bags, they do that. Eating non-food substances. This is a very stupid thing these kids do. Kind of like Jackass movie type. Eating, Tabasco sauce or eating pubic hair. Corn flakes mixed with their own blood. I mean, really disgusting stuff. Drowning or near drowning. Two men died in 1979. They were pledges who had to do a swimming haze, and they died in the lake. I don't know if they were drunk at the time, but, again, a lot of times when you're in the middle of hazing, you are drinking. Falls, of course. Of course, there's sexual abuse, but the big one is the sexual assaults that these kids do. I'm thinking of that movie. What was that movie? Old School. Remember that movie where they had to tie a piece of concrete to their penis and then throw the concrete over the wall? All right, that's not far from the truth. I mean, these are things they do. They also force these pledges to sodomize themselves. I mean, if any of your kids or grandkids are trying to get into a fraternity, you need to ask them, what the heck are they doing? Now, of course, they're going to deny it. I mean, you know, my husband was in a fraternity. He went through the hazing. Doesn't tell me about it. Doesn't tell me about it at all. I mean, I don't think he was sodomized or anything like that. But, I mean, it's just one of those codes. They just don't talk about it. They don't admit it was done, but there was, you know. And it's frightening because, you know, sometimes, okay, you know, there's stupid things like running naked in the cold. Okay, that really shouldn't kill somebody, you know, especially in, you know, Las Vegas. I mean, it doesn't get that cold here. But some of these other things that we talked about, just absolutely frightening. So what are these kids coming into the ER with? Well, these kids are coming in with acute alcohol intoxication, which might have been what unfortunately happened to Robert Champion. Of course, the blunt trauma, the cracked skulls, jaw fractures, etc. The penetrating trauma to the chest could be from the blood pinning, the burns. Not to mention these kids drinking alcohol and lighting it on fire are lighting up their esophagus. I mean, larynx, stupid. Of course, cardiac arrest, comas, when they're doing the calisthenics like we talked about. You could also have hypoxia if you are confined to those bags or confined to these spaces and you have to kind of live it through, you know, until you can't do anymore. Well, some of these people, they can't breathe. And then, of course, the sodomy injuries and then the psychological abuse and the psychological ramifications of what happened. And I don't understand why these kids would do that. I know they want to be a part of the group, like this little, you know, freshman girl. People are going to think you're lame. Really? I think it's lame to do all of these things. I don't want to go through them because I just think they're, oh my gosh, they break my heart. So you have to know what your kids are doing. I mean, this was, of course, the parents of this boy that died. They are suing the school. They're devastated. I don't blame them. And the kid was in band. This is a good kid. He was in band. He wasn't rushing a fraternity where he wants to get the babes and drink. Unless, am I wrong? Has band changed? When I went to school, the band, we used to call band members bandos, and they never got the girls or the guys, and they never really were invited to the parties. Maybe band is a lot cooler than it is. But, I mean, he's a good kid. School pride, et cetera. And to think that he might have been over drinking or alcohol intoxicated and possibly beaten. Right? Or maybe they put him into something where he started to suffocate. I mean, he had complained of not being able to breathe. Not by his own volition. Just horrible. All right, when we come back, I got more to talk about. What's up with these syringes at the Georgia Walmart? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. So it looks like we need to look before we grab. Apparently, 4 different syringes, used syringes, were found at a Georgia Walmart. We believe the same store. No other stores have been affected, but at least 2 people have been hurt after 4 syringes were found in bras, kids' pajamas, and other clothing. A little 14-year-old girl, Courtney Worthington, was jabbed by a syringe when she tried on some pajamas her mom bought from the Catersville Walmart store. This is being reported by WXIA-TV. Now, I'm wondering if they were bought and she tried them on at home. See, usually you try things on at the store. But what I'm really confused by is when you go shopping and you grab pajamas, okay? Now, me, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in Walmart, I mean, I'm usually on my lunch hour. I don't really have a lunch hour. It's probably more like a lunch 12 minutes. So I'm racing there like a bat out of hell. So I'm racing and I'm grabbing things. Things are flinging off the aisle and I'm throwing them into my cart. So the mom must have grabbed the pajamas, put them in the cart. It must have gone through the belt, right? And then Walmart, they throw it in the bag after they scan it. Unless it was stuffed in the pockets. But it's amazing that these syringes couldn't have fallen out or rolled out. So anyway, this girl tries these on, because it doesn't look like she tried them on in the store, and gets jabbed by a syringe. Of course, she had to be checked for HIV, had to be checked for hepatitis. And then somebody else was stuck while opening a packet of bras at the same store. So people are throwing their needles into packages in these stores, whether it be Walmart or I'm sure there's other convenience stores or department stores that this could happen to. So be careful. Look before you touch. Now, I mean, we should be able to have the freedom of opening up a package and not thinking we're going to be stuck by drug paraphernalia, but I guess not. So, you know, we check our kids' Halloween candy, right? For razors. Looks like we need to do that too. You know, I mean, I'm in a medical setting. No, we're not supposed to shove our hands in garbages, but other than that, any other place in a medical facility should be safe, and needles are there all the time. So if any of this happens to you, again, you're going to have to get checked for HIV, get checked for hepatitis, and also have them, you know, check for syphilis just in case. But horrible, horrible for these little girls to have to go through that. Now, interestingly in the news, with more HIV news, there's a little boy, 13-year-old, whose family is suing a boarding school in Hershey, Pennsylvania, because they refused his admission because he's HIV positive. Now, this is Milton Hershey School. It's a cost-free private school for roughly 1,800, they say, socially disadvantaged pre-kindergarten through high school students. It's found by Hershey Chocolate Company. My favorite chocolate. All right. And apparently they had denied this little boy admission because they said, quote unquote, in order to protect our children in this unique environment, we cannot accommodate the needs of students with chronic communicable diseases that pose a direct threat to the health and safety of others. All right. They say we are serving children and no child can be assumed to always make responsible decisions that protect the well-being of others. Okay, now, from what I understand, he's HIV positive. We don't know if he has full-blown AIDS, but he is HIV positive. Now, you are not supposed to be able to get HIV from a toilet seat. You're not supposed to be getting it from a casual kiss, a drinking fountain, etc. Yes, years ago, there was a very odd case where two twins possibly gave it to each other. One was HIV positive, the other one wasn't. And they said the second one turned up positive because of the spit. And when I heard that story, I'm like, nah, maybe both of them received it from mom and the second one never serial converted until later. But other than that, we really haven't heard of any good data saying you could get it from air droplet transmission, etc. But kids bleed. They do. They bleed. Now, there is the Ryan White Care Act of 1990, and federal and state laws are supposed to prohibit discrimination on the basis of real or perceived disability, having HIV, etc. And this is according to the National Association of State Boards of Education. And honestly, I mean, this poor kid, if you got HIV, maybe either, they don't say, but from maternal transmission, etc., it's not the poor kid's fault. He should be able to go to school. I mean, you know, he could take his medicines. As long as he doesn't bleed on anybody, it should be okay. But the school wigged out. Now, the reason why this Ryan White Care Act came into play, because this was a boy from Indiana who was HIV positive in the 80s. He received HIV from a hemophilia transplant when he needed blood, and contracted HIV, contracted AIDS, wasn't able to fight it and die. So, you know, they've come up with this act to protect people from being abused and discriminated against if they had HIV. So now parents are suing the school. But here's the thing. You know, I mean, our kids are already going to school with kids that have HIV. Okay? You know, it's unfortunate that this boy had to publicly admit it. It's a shame. I don't know if certain schools demand that they know, but, you know, most kids, when you, enroll them, some schools require a physical, others don't. They enroll their kids in school. But, you know, we need to assume, this is why I think it's so ridiculous to discriminate against people with HIV, because we in the medical field assume everybody has a communicable disease. When I see you, when I meet you in my office, okay, I will only use one syringe on you, and I will throw that syringe out because I don't know what communicable disease you could have. I'm not going to reuse a syringe, right? I'm going to probably wear gloves if I'm going to be handling anything that's bloody or pussy. That's what we do in the medical community. We assume everybody has something communicable until proven innocent. Same thing, even with your medical provider. In England, there's this big controversy now because they may want to allow HIV dentists and nurses to go back into the field. And people are like, oh my gosh, even though it's negligible, the risk, HIV doctors, from what I understand, haven't passed HIV. I believe there's one case we're going to possibly talk about in the next hour. But, you know, it's causing a lot of scare, a lot of fright. We have a lot of HIV in the news because of HIV Awareness Month this month. But it's a shame that this little boy can't go to school. But then on the flip side, my child went to a school that had somebody with AIDS, full-blown AIDS, and we didn't know. My child cut off his finger and was bleeding profusely. And this gentleman actually helped us, was going to help me take him to the hospital, but he came over, drove my car, held my son, and we took him to my office. And he held him while I numbed him up, wrapped him up, so he'd be calm enough to go to the hospital. Now, of course, somebody with HIV, you always worry, okay, did we give him an illness? No, he was fine. He, you know, but, I mean, my son was bleeding. He had an open wound. No, he didn't contract anything. Well, we come later to find out that this administrator did have HIV, did have AIDS, eventually dies. And, yeah, we checked my son, made sure, you know, he wasn't exposed to anything going to that school. And he wasn't. He was fine. And we were more worried because he was open and he was bleeding all over the place, you know, and then in the hospital. But, you know, kids do bleed. Kids get nosebleeds all the time. So you need to teach your kids. You need to teach your grandchild that if there is a kid with a nosebleed, you know, don't run over and say, ooh, let me see, let me hold your nose and watch the gushing. You don't touch it. You stay away. You don't touch it. You got to teach your kids that are high school age, if they're going to have sex, they got to wear condoms. You have no idea who you're going to school with. Well, Mom, a 14-year-old doesn't have AIDS, right, and he's not gay. No. People are walking around with HIV that are heterosexual, that are homosexual, that got it from their mom because of transfer through the maternal fetal placenta transfer. You know, there's a variety of ways to get HIV, and no, we don't stereotype that certain people only could receive it from homosexual sex. So it's more rare to get it other ways, but you can still get it. So we have to realize and be aware that there are kids in our school system that have HIV. We may not know about it, but our children, to protect themselves, should, if somebody has a nosebleed or cut, et cetera, or wants to have sex with them, uses precaution. All right? That's what we take from that. Finally, really quickly, a dog shoots his owner. A Utah man was going duck hunting. He leaves his 12-gauge shotgun behind as he was putting the little whatever those little birdshot pellets, those little things are. Anyway, dog jumps up and shoots him in the butt. All right, guys, great show. Going to talk to you tomorrow. Unless, if this isn't your stop, stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.